Susan Renaud, what's your title and the name of your organization, please?
So I am a member of the executive of the Kapuskasing Minor Basketball Association.
Is this a new organization?
Yes and no. In the past, Kapuskasing has had a few different basketball organizations. Some folks who have been in town for a while may remember that there used to be the Dinos. And then more recently, up until about COVID, we had the Mustangs. And then, of course, with COVID, a lot of things kind of fell by the wayside. And so we're trying to bring it back and in a bit more of an official capacity and calling ourselves the Kapuskasing Minor Basketball Association.
And how many teams or how many levels do you have?
So what we did this spring was we had a bit of a youth spring camp, we called it. We did it for 5 weeks this spring, twice a week, and we had three different groups. We had kids in grades 1 and 2 grouped together, and then grades 3, 4, 5, and then 6, 7, 8. So we just kind of wanted to test the water, see what the interest was in Kapuskasing to have a little more of an organized type of basketball program once again. And so now we're in the planning stages for the fall. So we're looking to do something somewhat similar, but stretch it out to once a week over 8 weeks and change the groups just a little bit to having grades 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 7, 8.
All right. Do you plan to play in a league? Will you travel with the teams? How's that going to work?
So the way we're breaking things down is that, first of all, we're looking at other models in the north. So we're very fortunate in the north that there are other communities such as Timmins, Kirkland Lake, and Temiskaming Shores with fairly well-established basketball programs. And what everyone seems to be doing is have two different streams. So there's a recreational stream where we have like a youth program that's focused on skill development with some scrimmages at the end of each practice. And that's what we're looking to do with our youth program. So we're going to be running that again this fall. And it's similar to what we did this spring, having an age-appropriate skill development. So give the kids a chance to get out there and play and work on their skills and have fun with the sport of basketball. Now, the other side of things is that Timmins, Kirkland Lake, and Temiskaming all have club teams. So they are a member of the Ontario Basketball Association. And so they have club teams at different age groups based on the interest and participation. So, for example, I know Temiskaming had an under 16 and under 19 girls team last year. And they played in tournaments and they did some traveling and they played in the big Ontario Basketball Association tournament at the end of the season in the spring. So, what we're doing right now as an executive is we're looking at what kind of interest we would have from players in Kapuskasing in pursuing that type of option as well. So, we've put out an interest survey. And if we get enough interest, we'll see what age groups we're able to possibly field a few teams in and give it a go. So definitely lots of opportunity for kids of all ages to come out and play and also different opportunities based on their commitment level, right? Kids are often in multiple activities, so if they only have once a week to come out and play, that's great. But if they're really serious and they really want to work on their skills and practice a few times a week and be part of a competitive team, then they'll have that opportunity as well. So we're still in the early stages of planning out the club side of things, seeing what kind of interest we have. But we definitely will be running the recreational program this fall and in the winter. And in the spring, once other sports in town, their seasons are kind of wrapping up, we're hoping to do like a spring league. So with defined teams and say kind of in April and May before everybody starts their summer holidays, to run kind of a little mini league in town. For kids who'd like the chance to play in more of that type of setting.
How's the response been so far? I know it's going to skyrocket once we get this story out, but how's it been so far?
So it's been great so far. In the spring, we had a wonderful response from participants. We had a really great crew of parents who volunteered to coach and members of the community who stepped up to coach and be part of the executive. We're always looking for more folks who enjoy the sport of basketball, who just enjoy helping kids be active and healthy. So we had a really great response from those 5 weeks, which gave us the encouragement to continue on to plan for this fall. So far, we haven't released our recreational details just yet. They'll be out within the next couple of weeks for the fall program. But we are receiving responses from our survey that went out to try to gauge interest in club teams. And so far it's going well, but we would invite anybody who's interested to find our Facebook group or Cat Minor Basketball, find the survey link, and share your information so that we can reach out and kind of provide more information to a smaller group who are interested in kind of taking it to that club level.
I guess they don't need much equipment other than a good pair of running shoes.
Exactly. Basketball is similar to soccer in that it's such a popular sport worldwide because it's very accessible in terms of the cost of playing. All you need is a decent pair of shoes, some shorts, and a t-shirt, and we provide basketballs. For our rec program this fall, we're hoping to have t-shirts made. We'd like to, when we start our league, maybe look at having jerseys made, and things like that. But at the end of the day, once you have a place to stay, a place to play in, then that's really all you need. And we love that in the community, we've seen more kids playing outside in the last few years on courts at schoolyards or in their driveway or on the street. It really is an easy sport for anybody to access and pick up a ball and play. And that's why it's so popular worldwide. And it's a sport that those on the executive really enjoy playing and coaching. And so we're just hoping to bring another sport and fitness opportunity to kids in CAP.
Is there a registration fee?
Yeah, so there'll be a registration fee for the recreational program. Say the program runs for 8 weeks, it'll be $80, which does include a t-shirt. Part of that fee does go to the Ontario Basketball Association. So we have submitted our paperwork to be a member of the Ontario Basketball Association. So we have to provide them with a fee. And then the rest of the funds collected goes to buy basketballs and to buy equipment. For example, for our wee ones, our grade one, two kids, last spring we bought nets that were of the appropriate height for them. They were portable and they could be used anywhere, but we want to make sure that we have the right equipment for kids in different age groups. So that's where the fee goes for those types of materials. And once we start our club program, the fees will be a little bit different. It'll be gauged on kind of how many tournaments we go to and things like that. But those are the details that we're still working through. And thankfully, the other teams in the north have been very gracious and provided us with information and have reached out to offer to help. And if we need more information about how to navigate that part of it, we feel very confident that our rec program will run very, very well again this fall, just as it did this spring. And then the club program, where we're working together to kind of build our interest and then go from there. So we know it may take a few years to really get it going and develop it, but it's exciting in the meantime to see the level of interest that has started already.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Just that if there's anybody interested in helping out, to coach, to volunteer, who has basketball knowledge, who enjoys getting out, who wants to help with any type of youth program in Kapuskasing, feel free to reach out to us. We are always happy to have folks step up and be a part of our group. We can be reached at kapuskasingbasketball@gmail.com. And CAP is a great town, right? We have folks volunteering in all kinds of youth sports across our community. So we may be a small community, but because of the hard work and commitment and dedication of volunteers from town time and time again, it's how we make these programs run and make them successful. So if anybody's interested, please reach out. We'd be happy to hear from you.